We're going to be bringing you everything from courtside here with the Hartford Lady Jaguars again right in front of us. Again, thank you for joining us here tonight. Tegan Trahoon, Michael Deeker here on the Country 101.7 FM Area Game of the Week. And, you know, I think a lot of people maybe were a little surprised they didn't hear our voices Tuesday night. We did have a little bit of a layoff in between, and now we get to come back into full force. And then next week we get another full week off, a little bit of a break, and then we finally get to come back in full force the following week.
Yeah, I mean, this is, we've got three games left, including this one of our regular season broadcast before we get into postseason play and covering substates. Kind of hard to believe.
I know. It's kind of a roller coaster, you know. You're on, you're off, and then you're on, and then you don't stop until you reach the end. And this is arguably one of the most arduous times of the year for us, but it's also one of the most exciting times because this is where we really get to see players at their very best, because everyone realizes here in the next few weeks it's win or go home, and that really ratchets up the competition.
Correct. And, you know, a lot of these teams have a preseason or first of the season tournaments to where they really don't get a Lyon County League, Flint Hills League matchup until, you know, first parts of February, to where you can really see where, you know, your team is really at.
Yeah.
I think we're in treat for some good ones here tonight, Tegan.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And both these teams look pretty fired up, especially coming off, as we mentioned, a couple of days of, I don't know if you could call it rest or maybe time to accumulate rust, you know. You got to think, though, these girls, they're pretty talented. They work pretty hard. You know, both coaches did talk to me a little bit today and talks about, you know, how when they don't have practice, they still go in and work a little bit. So you got to wonder if that little bit of time, maybe back home after you scrape off the snow from the backyard court, gives you enough time to kind of get your rust shaken off, get you going.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a snow day can be a coach's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
When you really don't have any control over your players. You know, there's always a possibility with sledding and everything like that to,
risk
of injury and stuff like that. But, you know, just not getting out of rhythm is so key and so critical that can be very damaging to a team. And when you lose those 2 days when you're not expecting them, it's tough to kind of bounce back from. So it'll be real interesting with both of these teams coming off those back-to-back snow days on Wednesday and Thursday.
Absolutely. Both coaches in the huddle giving the final marching orders to their teams before they head out onto the court for this Flint Hills League, Lyon County League matchup between the 6-8 Chase County Lady Bulldogs and the 7-7 Hartford Lady Jaguars. Stepping into the faceoff dot here for Chase County will be the sophomore Lily Hinkson. She will match up with Reagan Darbyshire, the senior for Hartford. Official steps in, blow the whistle, ball in the air, and it's won by Chase County. We're underway. Chase County going from right to left as we see the action here into the hands of Ainsley Grant. Grant comes left side right in front of us to Abby Tubach. Tubach stops at the left elbow, goes right block. Nice feed down low to Lily Hinkson, who can't finish the layup. And we will get a foul on Darbyshire on the rebound attempt. Grabbed a hold of the wrist of Alexis Hatcher. So that'll be the first team foul for Hartford. That'll be the first individual foul. And actually, they're going to call that on Brianna Sapp. Nonetheless, back to action we go here. Grant falls down to the top of the key, trying to feed a pass down low. Picked up by Hinkson, now left side. Back up top to Grant.
Great on-ball pressure there being applied by Toby Sulk.
Chase County in their home whites. Bulldogs across the chest. Red numbers and letters with black trim. Hartford in their road blues with white trim, red numbers and letters. Ball goes sailing out of bounds right over the head of a spectator. Didn't even flinch.
Yeah,
there's a steal.
I like that man-to-man defense to start off the ball game there by Ryan Thomas.
Yeah.
Obviously making Chase County really work hard to get open. And as you saw right there, that really forced that passing lane, led to that turnover.
0-0 is the score. 6:38 to go here in the first quarter. Up top with it now is Baker for Hartford. Nadeber Shears, top of the key, down low to Sapp. Nice feed to Darbyshire, who drives in and gets tapped on the wrist. I think that one's going to go against Hinkson.
Yeah, she thought she was straight up. She's pretty frustrated right there.
That
but great ball movement against that zone that really caught Hinkson in a bad spot, trying to slide over to defend Darbyshire.
Darbyshire at the line to shoot two. 6:29 left to go in the first quarter. Puts up the first. That's good. Reagan Derbyshire breaks the scoreless tie here in the first quarter with her first of two free throws. 1-0 lead Hartford.
The free throw line has not been Hartford's friend earlier this season.
Misses on the second. But the rebound goes to Derbyshire. She'll go up top to Brashears now. Brashears right side to Baker. Down low to Derbyshire. Now right wing to Sapp. Back up top. Baker loads up the three. It's good. Nope, they're going to say foot on the line, actually. It's a two, but still an impressive 20-footer by Tara Baker to give Hartford a 3-0 lead 6 minutes ago as Grant drives down coast to coast, hands off right block. Now worked up top into the hands of Abby Tubach. Up top to Hinkson. Hinkson looking for some support. She'll get it in the form of Hatcher. Alexis Hatcher looking for somebody in a Bulldog uniform. She finally finds Abby Tubach right wing. Now back up top to Hatcher. Let's go, a three. Bank open. Alexis Hatcher ties it up at three all with 5:40 still to go here in the first quarter with an impressive three.
Hartford's kind of playing a sagging man defense. They're going to have to kind of close it up a little bit to take away that three-point shot.
Baker thought about the answer. She'll give to Sapp, who will fire a three. It's a little long. Rebound goes to Derbyshire. Banks it off the glass and in right side. Reagan Derbyshire now 3 points on the night. Her team back in front, 5-3, 5:18 to go in the first.
It's one thing when you're playing a 2-3 zone, it's tough to get a box out, and they're going to have to make an adjustment because that was way too easy for Bailey Derbyshire to get that, or Reagan Derbyshire to get that.
You really are back in time tonight.
I know it. My goodness.
Well, and it was a little bit surprising to see Brianna Sapp take the three. We haven't really seen her try her hand from beyond the arc much tonight, as now with it is Alexis Hatcher for Chase County. Throws in the lane to Hinkson, who is able to maintain it despite having double coverage and gets it back up top into the hands of Tubach.
Chase County does not look comfortable in this man-to-man offense.
Hatcher actually kind of shrugging her shoulders there at the top of the key. She didn't have anywhere to go with it. We're going to get a foul away from the ball. It'll be an offensive foul on Lexi Monahan for the – I guess they're calling the charge.
I don't think she was set when she was placing that screen, so they called it a moving screen. So that's the second turnover against the Chase County Bulldogs.
4:38 left to go in the first quarter as Brianna Sapp will check out. Into the Hartford lineup. We're going to get...
It's Finnerty, ain't it?
That is Finnerty. I lost her for a second there. She was hiding from me. Kylie Finnerty into the lineup as Brashears gets knocked down on a 15-foot jumper that falls through. So give her the basket and one. Brashears planted the feet, stood her ground, and took the contact. Kiernan Brashears makes it 7-3 Hartford with 4:17 to go. Chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Puts it up. No good. 1 of 3 from the line is Hartford tonight as trying to chase a loose ball was Lily Hinkson, and she last touched it before it rolled out of bounds. So Hartford regains possession, a chance to continue building this lead as Toby Soule will take a seat. Into the Hartford lineup comes Trinity Wendell. Wendell, the freshman. Baker has it now on the inbounds. Left wing up top into the hands of Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty at the foul line to Baker. Down low, left block. Fires up the shot. No good. Gets her own board. But they're going to say she stepped on the baseline. No. No, they're going to say she got hit on the wrist, I guess.
No, the ball got knocked out, and it was last touched by Chase County.
You know, I like this setup, but it's far away. There's a lot of bodies down
here
there.
Here in the corner, it's not the worst setup I've ever had to deal with. Colony Crest used to have us in the far corner on the baseline. That was a tough read.
I can imagine so. Right wing Baker with it now off the inbound. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Hinkson. Saved inbounds into the hands of Abby Tubach. Apologies, Ainsley Grant. Now in for the Bulldogs is Leah Francis, the junior, as Tubach gets it to Francis, top of the left wing, now left corner back to Tubach, being guarded by Baker, goes left block to Hinkson. Hinkson has to get it away, and she'll travel as she was off balance from the get-go. That was great pressure applied by the freshman Kylie Finnerty. Not enough to draw a foul, but just enough to keep her uncomfortable there in the lane. And a travel on the other end by Kylie Finnerty as she was tracking down a pass at the foul line. She got the pass, but I think she still thought she was looking for it as she was moving before the dribble.
Nothing to take away from Kylie Finnerty, but Finnerty and Trinity Wendell, they bring great energy off the bench as freshmen for Ryan Thomas.
You are absolutely right, partner. 7-3 is the lead for Hartford. 3:09 to go. Grant knocks down a left elbow jumper. Ainsley Grant, the senior in the scorebook, with 3 minutes left to go in the first. A little fist bump over on the Chase County side from her proud dad, the one and only Mr. Dean Grant. As ball will go loose on the opposite end in the Hartford lane. Last touch by Chase County. It'll stay with the Lady Jaguars as Tara Baker checks out. Back in comes Toby Soule. So the five on the floor out there for Hartford. It's Kiernan Brashears, Reagan Darbyshire, Toby Soule, Trinity Wendell, and Kylie Finnerty as a right wing. Three is good by Kiernan Brashears.
Brashears has looked good. The two shots she's put up.
Yeah.
She looks to be on. That could be a nightmare for Amber Roush and company.
10-5 lead now for Hartford is in the lane on the right block. Trying to go inside was Alexis Hatcher.
Fifth turnover for the Lady Bulldogs.
As she travels on the approach. Brashears, top of the key now for Hartford, goes right side to Wendell. Wendell, right block to Finnerty. To Finnerty. Now back to Wendell, up top to Soule. Soule fakes the three, goes in the lane, and will have the ball poked away, now taken into the hands of Lily Hinkson. Chase County, an opportunity on a turnover here by Hartford. 2:06 left to go in the first quarter. Up top with it is Tubach. She goes right block to Hinkson. Now looking for a teammate. She'll try and back down Kylie Finnerty. She does, but she'll pick up the charge in progress. That'll be her second. And Hinkson's not somebody you want to lose if you're Amber Roush.
Yeah, if you're Ryan Thomas, you got to get a post set there with Kylie Finnerty in that man-to-man defense.
Clock has yet to start running. On the other side, Hartford turns it over.
Still hasn't started.
Still hasn't started.
We do have a newbie on the clock over here.
Yep. Down low, Chase County tries to bank one in. Shot goes wide by Leah Francis, and clock starts running now.
4 seconds.
Four seconds ticked off.
He is doing the exact opposite of what I told them before. I said, hey, relax. Think of every game as a running clock. Do not stop the clock.
Until it goes out of bounds.
just keep the clock running. They will let you know when to stop.
Clock running now. Minute 50 left to go. Neither team scoring on those two opportunities, so I don't think it's going to become too controversial. Minute 45, right wing three is no good by Brashears. Rolls over the top. Rebound goes to Tubach, who definitely got away with a travel on a pass to Ainsley Grant. 90 seconds left to go in the first. 10-5 the lead for Hartford. In the lane, up for the shot, goes Alexis Hatcher, and she gets plowed into on the approach for the floater in the lane. And that foul. Couldn't see who they had that one against. Oh, that's going to go against Kylie Finnerty. It'll be her first as Hatcher sinks the first of two. Hatcher has 4 points on the night now. Her first coming from beyond the arc on a three-point shot earlier in the ball game. Puts up the second. That one will fall away. It's 10-6. The lead now for Hartford over Chase County as a errant pass sails off the back of Alexis Hatcher and out of bounds. It'll stay with Hartford on their end. Brashears, baseline inbounds coming left side, goes to Soule, up top to Wendell, back to Brashears, left corner, contested three on the way, over the top of the rim. Ball bounces free, rebound picked up by Reagan Darbyshire, and she gets tied up with by Ainsley Grant.
That one almost kissed the rafters.
It did.
That was a high arching shot.
Well, they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with Hartford, so second time they've been bailed out of an errant shot, but Kieran Brashears looking for a teammate to pass into. Almost got the 5-second call. Gets it back now, right wing. Skips it left side to Toby Soule. It's knocked down by Tubach into a foot race in the backcourt with Wendell that Wendell will win. Try saying that 5 times fast. Brashears gets it back right side of the floor. Under a minute to go in the first. Hartford leading by 4, 10-6. Down low, right block. Oh, nice little hook shot by Reagan Derbyshire. Puts the lead to six, largest so far of this evening, 12-6 for Hartford. 35 seconds left to go. Chase County looking to answer here before the end of the first. Hatcher has it top of the key, right side to two box. She'll let go a three. That's a little short. Rebound to Reagan Derbyshire with 25 seconds to go. She'll hand off to Kieran Bashirs, who will walk it across half court. Holding for the last shot here. Goes right side to Wendell. Back to Bashirs, right wing. Right block to Derbyshire. Has it poked away with 10 seconds. Ainsley Grant bringing it up now for Chase County. 6 seconds left. Tubach has it right wing. Left side to Francis. Francis needs to get a shot off. Tubach will fire one, but it's going to be rejected by Wendell at the buzzer. So that does it for the first of four. 12-6 is the lead at the end of the first quarter for Hartford over Chase County. We'll take a quick break, come back and have second quarter action for you right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by the City of Hartford, taking great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars. Hartford One Stop, where their convenience store is open 7 days a week to serve you. Check out their daily lunch specials. Go Jaguars! And Quest Services, a progressive nonprofit corporation providing quality services to those with intellectual disabilities. Proud to support the Jaguars.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison sports teams this season. Go Dawgs!
Back inside, Chase County High School in Cottonwood Falls, taking Trahoon, Michael Deeker here on the area game of the week at the start of the second quarter of our girls' half of the action. Hartford leads it 12-6 over Chase County. As Michael, you mentioned it there in the first quarter, the Lady Bulldogs just don't seem to look comfortable against this defense that Coach Ryan Thomas is putting out there on the court.
Yeah, it starts right there at the very top of it. And Toby Soul defends point guards like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, just really makes them work, really pushing them to their weak hand. And, you know, just it's tough for an offense to get in rhythm when you're not really getting good ball movement because the point guard is being worked so hard.
Chase County has it to start the second quarter. Ainsley Grant with it now in between the rings. She'll get up to the top of the key trying to get around Soul. Goes up top to Leah Francis. Now right side into the hands of Abby Tubach. Tubach into the lane. Gives it to Grant left wing. Pump fake. Drives inside. 12-footer is no good left side. Rebound goes to Hartford. Brashears with it now. Left side. Wendell inside the arc. Goes to the left block. Banks it off the glass and in on the jumper.
What maturity there by a freshman in Wendell to come to a complete jump stop.
Yeah.
Pump fake. And then drive as the defender has left their feet.
Yeah, that was just heads up. Veteran plays right there as we would get a timeout here. Believe it was called by Chase County.
Yeah.
It'll be a full timeout by Amber Roush. We'll go ahead and take one as well. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM. It's 14-6, Hartford leading Chase County.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Scribner Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage. Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. And Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership, full color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legend, signage, wide print formatting, and more.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future.
Back to action out of the timeout by Chase County. Hartford with it now off a steal on the Chase County end. Soul goes right corner to Kylie Finnerty, and she'll lose the handle, but it'll be last touch by Chase County as it rolls out of bounds in the form of Emily Miser, who's into the Bulldog lineup. The five on the floor out there for Chase County now. It's Hatcher, Tubach, Grant, Miser, and Francis. And this time on the Hartford end, we will get a turnover as ball goes out of bounds. For Hartford, it's Toby Soule, Tara Baker, Kylie Finnerty, Trinity Wendell, and Kiernan Brashears as Hartford leads it 14-6 with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Nice steal by Wendell on the Chase County end. Yet again, Brashears, long lead pass to Tara Baker. She would have needed to be about 4 more inches taller to catch that one and reel it in.
Yeah, Ryan Thomas frustrated with that one. I mean, you got an 8-point lead. You're in the driver's seat while you're pushing the ball up that, forcing a pass that far up the court.
Yeah, especially with no real pressure being applied. Ainsley Grant, nice pass, right block. Couldn't finish, could Hatcher. Great play design there by the Lady Bulldogs. It was a tic-tac and almost toe play, but unfortunately, Hatcher just a little short on the jumper. Hartford recovers, now on the opposite end. Brashears has it left wing. Up top to Toby Soule, now left block to Derbyshire. Back to Brashears. Her near 25-footer is long, or I should say short. Rebound goes to Trinity Wendell. She'll get knocked down the lane trying to get her own put back, and she'll go to the line for two. The foul is going to go against Emily Miser. That'll be her first, team sixth.
It's the fifth offensive rebound by the Hartford Lady Jags.
Wendell at the line, puts up the first. That one's going to fall away. No good.
We mentioned, they've been kind of struggling from the line this season. Now, yeah. One out of four to begin the contest.
Well, we've seen that kind of make or break some great teams here. Lebo struggled again in that line. County League Tournament Championship game and kind of came back to haunt them as the second from Wendell will be good. But so far, as you mentioned, Mike, Hartford has yet to have a successful trip to the line tonight. And as you get deeper into this season and into the postseason, that makes a difference. Tubach has it right side for Chase County. Up top to Ainsley Grant. 5:50 left to go in the first half. Now to Miser. Miser looking for some assistance. Gets it in the form of Hatcher at the top. Being guarded by Wendell. She'll try and back her down. Looks to pass. It goes up top to Tubach. Being guarded by Baker. Now back to Miser. Tried to throw it right under the baseline. Under the basket to Hatcher. But she can't get a handle on it. And it rolls out of bounds.
Chase County's gotten 8 shots up. They are 2 out of 8 on those shots, 9 turnovers. So whenever turnovers are outpacing your shot attempts, things are not going right for you.
Baker, top of the right wing, now up top to the top of the key to Soule, left side to Brashears. Wendell, left block. Short on the layup attempt. Rebound goes to Derbyshire, who gets the putback.
Too many offensive rebounds that Chase County's letting up. They have to get a box out.
Derbyshire in double or near double figures now with 7 points on the night as Francis lets go an 8-foot jumper from inside the lane. Rebound will be picked up by Miser, misses the putback, gets her own rebound that has the shot knocked out of her hand by Reagan Derbyshire. It'll stay with Chase County as officials first gave it to Hartford.
Yeah, the baseline official didn't see the block.
Yeah.
Far side official had the call right. So yep. it good call.
One and only Cole Taylor out there making the calls. Tubach fires a right wing 3. It bounces off the side of the rim and almost rolls out of bounds. It's saved inbounds by Chase County. Now Grant, top of the key 3 is no good. Lot of contact as Hinkson will turn it over, stepping on the baseline, trying to hunt down the errant ball. Hartford regains possession with 4:37 to go, leading 17-6. And right now, neither team really doing much offensively. But Chase County in a little bit of a worse way as they're trying to claw back in.
Yeah, they've been held scoreless this quarter, and Hartford in the midst of a 7-0 run.
Ainsley Grant now has it off the steal by Chase County on the Hartford end. Goes to Hinkson at the foul line. Looking for, again, some relief. She'll get it in the form of Francis.
And Tubach can't handle the pass on the far sideline. So,
say Tubach?
No, Tubach.
Oh.
Tubach as well. But
well, that's fair.
He was on the playlist here in the pregame.
He was. Right side now. Toby Soule fires an 18-foot jumper, but it'll be short. The rebound will be picked up in the lane by Ainsley Grant. Lead pass to Hinkson. Layup left side. Good.
They needed that. Great job catching Hartford in transition, trying to get back on defense. That might be the key to their success, just really push the ball.
7-0 run comes to a stop there for Hartford as they lead at 17-8, 9-point advantage. Derbyshire up top to Brashears, now to Baker on the right side. Hartford just passing it around, trying to find an opening. Goes to Wendell in the lane. She'll turn and try the point-blank layup and get hit on the wrist. That's going to go on Lily Hinkson. That's her third. Hinkson already in some deep foul trouble here. Be surprised if she's not subbed out. It looks like that's exactly what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, you have to with three.
Well, they're only saying two on the board, but it is three. As Wendell misses on the first of two. Hinkson takes a seat, as is Toby Soule. Back in for Hartford comes Kylie Finnerty. Out there for Chase County is Alexis DeLong, the junior. At the foul line, Wendell trying to go one of one from this trip, and she will. So Wendell now 2 of 4 from the line on the evening. Reestablishes a double-digit lead at 10 points, 18-8, 3:14 to go in the half. Right block with it now is Hatcher to Grant, top of the key. Has the ball picked away by Kieran Brashear. She's in a foot race down the other way. Overthrows the rim. Rebound put back by Wendell is long. Ball bounces free. Wendell gets it on the baseline. Now up top to Baker. Fires the three. It's good.
If you're going to give Hartford multiple opportunities.
Well, Chase County just kind of gave up on that third rebound attempt. Didn't even go after it as we get another steal now. Baker picking the pocket of Grant. Wendell has it, top of the key. She'll pull up short of going inside the lane and double dribble.
Just kind of completely forgot that she paused a long time and forgot she'd already dribbled with that possession. But, you know, if you're Chase County, you finally had a good offensive possession there.
Yeah.
Two possessions ago, and then Hinkson picks up their picks up that third foul, and they're just kind of
falling apart a little bit.
Yeah, disheveled here a little bit. You know, like once, what is it, the Desert Rose Band, one step forward, two steps back.
Yeah. I'm not sure what Grant was looking for in the lane as she throws it into a sea of blue. It's taken away now by Hartford. That's the 14th turnover for the Lady Bulldogs this evening as Toby Soule gets set to check back into the Hartford lineup. Baker, top of the key, needs to be careful. Picks up her dribble. Almost took a few extra steps beforehand. She'll go to the top of the key to Brashears. Brashears trying to back down Lexi Monahan. Ainsley Grant will go down in the lane as Chase County forces a turnover. Grant comes across half court, but not before we get a timeout taken by Coach Roush, and it'll be a full timeout, so we'll take one with them. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM. A minute 46 left to go here in the first half. 21-8 the lead for Hartford.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo. Harshman Construction, they have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And the Hartford State Bank, a full-service bank offering the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at FlintHillsBank.com.
Area High School Basketball, brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
A minute 46 left to go in the first half. Hartford leads it 21-8 over Chase County here on the Area Game of the Week. Taking your room, Michael Deeker on Country 101.7 FM. It's Chase County with possession. Out of the timeout by Amber Roush, driving into the lane. Right side goes Alexis DeLong, has to kick it back out to Lexi Monahan. Now up top, ball stolen away by Toby Soule. Hustles down the other way, has to stop at the foul line to get the ball under control. She'll give to Kieran Brashears at the top. Brashears lobs it on the left block to Reagan Derbyshire. She won't get the shot to fall, but she'll be smacked on the wrist. So still a chance for two here. Hartford has yet to have a successful trip to the line outright, as they've kind of split the difference so far tonight. Derbyshire puts up the first. It's a line drive that's too strong, falls away. Didn't seem like she really set for that one. Second one. On the way. It's a better looking shot, and it falls through. That one, just a nice little arching shot. Makes it 22-8. A 14-point lead for the Lady Jaguars. Ball into the hands of Lexi Monahan. Now to Abby Tubach for Chase County. A minute to go in the half. Left side, Alexis DeLong. DeLong trying to get around. Kylie Finnerty has to go back up top into the hands of Leah Francis. Now Tubach, now inside the lane to DeLong. Again trying to drive around the defense. She'll take a tumble. No foul called. Loses the handle. Ball rolls out of bounds. Turnover to Hartford. If my memory serves me correctly, that should be number 16?
That is correct.
I can count. 40 seconds left to go here in the half. Trinity Wendell right side with it. Now to Kylie Finnerty. Skip left side to Kieran Brashears. Left corner into the hands of Derbyshire with 30 seconds left. Wendell drives in the lane and gets smacked on the wrist by Leah Francis. Francis thought she had a beat on the ball, and they're actually going to say it was touched by Lexi Monahan. I didn't even see her reach out for it. Nonetheless, that'll be Monahan's third.
That hurts, too.
Yeah, that's two players for Lady Bulldogs with three fouls. As Brashears will take a seat for the remaining 27.5 seconds of the half. Hartford in the bonus now. 1-1 awarded as Wendell misses on the front end of the 1-1. Rebound is won by Tubach. Back the other way we go. Ball comes free on the other end. It's picked up back into the hands of Tubach. Drives inside, and a foul will be coming. I think that's going to go against Wendell. No, they're going to say Kylie Finnerty. That's her second. Team's third. 18.3 to go. Tubach goes up top to Grant on the inbounds. Grant drives inside. Floater in the lane is no good, but she's fouled.
Good job there by Grant to attack the basket. That's something we really haven't seen in the first half for Chase County. They've tried, you know, getting a motion offense going on the perimeter, but they've yet to get a cut or even that dribble drive we just saw right there. So that could be a key to the comeback into this ballgame.
Line drive by Grant is off the mark. No good. Thus far, only 2 points here in the second quarter for the Lady Bulldogs. As Grant puts up the second, that one is nothing but net. That's Grant's third of the night.
There we go.
And, yep. Clock wasn't running.
Try to get
this. Yep, we'll go back to the baseline.
14.9 back up there, and we'll just try her again. Here we go. Maybe.
They're getting to it as Coach Thomas trying to get his defense set here. Doesn't want to allow any more points than they need to. They've only allowed three thus far in this second quarter. 9 total here in the first half as they lead it 22-9.
Close enough.
14.6.
Roll with it, Chuck. Roll with it.
We'll go. There it goes. Right. Toby Soule gets the inbound across half court. Tara Baker, top of the key. 10 seconds left to go. Left side to Soule. She'll drive in. Left block. Loses the handle on the ball. Jump ball is the call as she ties up with Alexis Hatcher. It'll stay with Hartford with 4.9 left. Derbyshire. Apologies.
Great play.
Finnerty inbounds it up top to a single file line of Jaguars, but on the three-point attempt, Baker is short, and that does it for the first half. It's 22-9. Hartford leads Chase County here in our girls' half of the area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. We'll take a quick break, get into the Long Bay Nana Plaza halftime show, and get you stats and analysis. You're listening to the area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by the City of